Welcome, beautiful one. I'm so thrilled to meet you here. And thank you for signing up for this free 3-part mini course in feminine embodiment when going through a crisis. Yeah, let's take a deep breath on that one before we continue. So a crisis can show up in many ways. It can be, you know, the crisis that you're going through a wildfire right now and you lost everything. It can be the crisis of going through some health challenges. You know, you have troubles in a relationship. It could be that you're going through divorce, or you just experienced a miscarriage, or you feel that, you know, there's been a fight between you and your best friend, or, you know, something, crisis can have to do with your profession. It can be so, so many ways. It can be a crisis that you're so stressed out about what's happening in the world. So, beautiful one, I am so thrilled that you are here. And part one of what we will share right now is I would love to give you permission to feel everything. Everything that's happening with you right now. All these emotions, all these feelings that are somewhere right here, or maybe they're right here and you feel like you're stuffing them and it's time to connect with them. Yeah, it's so easy, especially, you know, in the world that we live in that is so about accomplishments, and you have to be on top of things and you have to have it together. And here we are. You know, we are women and we have this amazing gift of feelings and emotions and the ability and the capacity to go deep with it. So know that you're in a safe place here, and I celebrate your emotions and your feelings. So if you can, or whenever you can, I invite you to create a sacred space. Yeah, some quiet time for you, some space, some time where you can drop into quietness, inner quietness, and stillness and calmness. And if you can, and if you're in a safe place, I invite you to close your eyes. And together, let's take in a deep breath. In through the nose and breathing out. And breathing in deeply again. And breathing out. And then bring your hands to your heart. Close your eyes, keep them closed. And just notice what is going on inside of you. Is there anything that you're suppressing, that you're repressing, that you do not want to feel? Please, dear one, give yourself permission right now to feel what is going on. Yeah. And often when we give ourselves permission to feel, you know, tears show up. And you're so beautiful. Allowing tears to flow. Yeah, it's a form of release. And if you feel like, wow, nothing is showing up, I feel so numb, then be with the numbness. Because sometimes we have trained ourselves to not feel. So it's almost like a muscle that we are practicing. We are allowing ourselves to feel. So breathing in deeply. Breathing out. And witnessing what is showing up. What wants to show up. What is so ready to be released right now? You might want to check, is there a specific body part where you feel it the most? And then maybe if it's in your belly, you know, bring your hand to the belly. It's in the shoulder, to the shoulder, in your stomach. Often, yes, feelings and emotions are so stuck in our stomach or in our intestines. So allow yourself to feel. Feel it all. Feel it fully. And feel it deeply. Yeah, it's that simple, that easy. And I invite you throughout the day, when you feel overwhelmed, frustrated, angry, if you're at work, you might want to do this in the bathroom. Yeah, you might want to find the moment, the time, the space where you can drop into your feelings, even if it is only for a minute or two. Or three, or five. Give yourself full permission to feel. Beautiful. Yeah. And when you're ready, I invite you to open your eyes again and come back in your room. And I salute you. I congratulate you. I thank you so much for feeling everything that wants to be felt. You are a warrioress of light. And I bow to that. And you know, one reason why this is so important is whenever we start owning our feelings and emotions, we take responsibility. And whatever we own and take responsibility for, it does not have to be played out in the world. That is one important experience of feeling. And of course, the most important one is that you give yourself permission to be with it. Fearless. You can do this. Many, many blessings. So remember, when you feel too much or you feel like you're losing center, come back to the heart, put the hands here, drop into feeling. I'm so looking forward to seeing you in part two which will be about the breath. So until then, feel as deeply and as much as you can, beautiful sister. Blowing a kiss to you. Blessings until we meet again.